It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. All right, this probably sounds familiar. It's an uncertain time for the newspaper business. Revenues and newsrooms are shrinking as the digital revolution expands. The Charlotte Observer has certainly undergone a lot of change. It had a full-time newsroom staff of about 260 just over a decade ago. Now, it's near 60.
Today, we have to be smarter than ever about what we spend our time doing.
That's Sherry Chisenhall, the new executive editor of The Observer. She took over this month after the retirement of Rick Timms. We met Chisenhall in her corner office in the same building as the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The Observer moved here last year as part of its downsizing and to sell the prime real estate at its old uptown location. Directly outside one of her windows, a large crane looms over a construction site 12 floors below.
What'll catch your eye is when it moves really quickly to the side because it looks like it's going to hit the building.
And I'm sure it looks like it's moving a lot more quickly up here at near eye level than down on the street.
The people who set up in those cranes are one of the most fascinating jobs in Charlotte to me.
The crane and line of construction sites on the street below are symbolic of the rapidly changing city Chisenhall returned to last year after 16 years with the Wichita Eagle, where she was executive editor. Chisenhall got her start here at The Observer as a 21-year-old right out of college in the 1980s. She knew she wanted to be a reporter after taking a journalism class in middle school.
It was interesting. We had a little weekly paper. I grew up in Troy, Illinois, and there was a little weekly paper, and we got to go into those offices to produce our high school paper. And it was like the two-room, you know, hardwood floors that creak when you walk, and, you know, where you were manually typesetting headlines, and it was just, it bit me.
The news environment has changed. It's completely different from when you started. Tell me, what's the role of the Charlotte Observer in 2017?
Well, I think the core mission of the newspaper, whether you're talking the digital newspaper or the print newspaper, has not fundamentally changed. There's a lot of other media in any city where there's a newspaper, but often maybe one or two other media in addition to the print and digital paper really feel like they have a mission of public service, of watchdog reporting, of fact-checking, and I think that is a core mission that you could go back. I think the paper is about 131 years old now. And I think that's always been a mission, and so that part of it hasn't changed. The way we do it is markedly different, but the core mission of saying what is it that the community needs from us is still the reason that newspapers were born for the most part.
And you talk about the way you do it is markedly different. Some of it's probably obvious, but how is it so markedly different?
Well, the time that we crossed over, and it changes at different papers when it happened, that the bulk of the audience was digital, really started pushing on us to figure out how we make sure we devote the appropriate resources. For people whose entire career was print, you know, you always were print-focused. But digital audiences grew so incredibly fast that it's really pushed everyone in newsrooms to figure out how do we put the right amount of resources into digital news and the right amount into print and not overly focus on print. And I've had some people say, is it true you don't care about print anymore? I said, absolutely not. We care about print very much. We can't put 80% of our news resources into thinking about print when a huge piece of our audience, the majority of our audience, is now more digital than print. So it just changes the conversations, the whole rhythm of the day. It used to be when we talked to somebody, they'd say, what is your deadline? Well, our deadline is now for everything because it's almost always published first in digital than print. Everybody has worked over years in newsrooms to find this balance of we can't focus on speed to the detriment of accuracy. It has to be accurate first.
Do you think that you found that balance that you're talking about here at The Observer?
I think we're a lot better at it today, and I think we're always trying to figure out how to get better at it and how to have focus our news meetings, say, on what is our digital schedule of stories look like for tomorrow, not just what do we have for print. So I think it's an ongoing, and there's a huge number of people in the room who print was what they came into the business. There never was digital. And I think that changing in mid-career is harder than the people who come into the business who have always known digital to be the primary, it's the future.
Part of the change? Weekly reports emailed to reporters that tell them how much digital traffic their stories have received. The report breaks down their story traffic by the week, month, and year. There are also daily reports that let reporters know which stories were hot that morning. So is there pressure for reporters to cover stories that generate the most digital clicks?
The way I talk about that is we clearly have to have impact with our journalism. And if people aren't reading your stories, then how do you have impact with a story that no one's reading? So what we've looked at is if you go back decades in The Observer, there are certain types of stories that people just automatically assume they could call up and get somebody to write. And a lot of times we'll look at those now and see that, you know, maybe 100 or 200 people read them. And we're really at a point of saying we have to focus on stories that have higher impact. So there's different, you know, I say yes and. There are certain types of stories that people read that are just flat out interesting, and they may not serve a public service value, but we should be doing those stories, and we always have. But for stories, beat reporters, really what we're talking about right now is focusing your time on the stories that have higher impact and bypassing stories that we might have always done that have a very low readership, which to me is just common sense, is find the stories. And there was an era in this shift to digital in which people said, well, the only stories people will click on are going to be weird stories, weird news stories. They're not going to read high-end journalism. And now we know that's not true. We know that really good public service journalism has high readership. And I also say, you know, when I'm just kind of sitting there with one of my screens in addition to watching TV, I'll acknowledge I read some things that are just strange and weird. So I don't like to insult readers who just like to, not just like to click on those stories, but read those. If we didn't do our journalism right, sure, could we just fish for people clicking on strange stories? But our values are mission-driven journalism, and those stories get read also with high readership, and we're never going to change from that mission.
That's Sherry Chisenhall, who took over this month as the new executive editor of the Charlotte Observer. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.